From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham City Schools recently named its fourth superintendent in the last 10 years. Longtime educator Mark Sullivan officially took over the role last month. Sullivan is no stranger to the school system, and many hope that will keep him around longer than his predecessors. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
Birmingham's Phillips Academy is empty these days as students continue virtual learning. But that doesn't stop Superintendent Mark Sullivan from checking in with school administrators. On this day, he walks the halls dressed in a freshly pressed blue suit he laid out the night before, a habit he picked up during his time as a Navy corpsman.
I used to be principal here. I mean, it's just hard to believe that we started off, these hallways used to be filled with students.
Sullivan attended Birmingham schools as a kid and began his teaching career with Birmingham City Schools more than 25 years ago. He started as a substitute teacher, then taught fifth grade full-time at Dupuy Elementary School.
I was a teacher, a principal, I supervised schools, I was academic officer, chief of staff, assistant superintendent. So I think those positions gave me an opportunity to see how the school system runs inside and out.
Sullivan is well respected among administrators and students. Though they're unable to share the same space physically, Sullivan and his principals are able to visit the virtual classrooms through Zoom. His face lights up as he greets students.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Chase. And one day we're going to see you guys soon face to face when we get back in schools. All right?
Sullivan wears his passion on his sleeve. A complete stranger could recognize his excitement for academia. But the 54-year-old is taking over a system that's experienced a decline in enrollment. According to the State Board of Education, Birmingham City Schools lost more than 400 students going into the 2019-2020 academic year. Numbers for the current school year are unavailable. Sullivan says his priority is to make sure students stay in the city school system instead of moving to private or charter schools. He also worries about student support beyond academics.
Many of our kids come from some challenging environments, and so we really need to focus more heavily on our social emotional support for students. It's important that teachers understand that children come to the school with issues that have nothing to do with the school, but they impact the school. And so therefore, we have to be able to recognize that and provide support to students.
Sullivan admits it's a tough time. The pandemic has exacerbated socioeconomic issues in the district. He says many students face other challenges like internet access or access to electronic devices.
That has just been shown just blatantly clear that there's a difference between those students who have and those students who have not. And that's why we're just very proud that we invested heavily in ensuring that our kids had devices, that they had access to the internet, and that they had meals when they needed them.
Sullivan's plate is full. He says taking over the school system amid a pandemic is challenging, but he says BCS students and staff are resilient.
Nobody can be prepared for a pandemic and where we are now, but I think that we have some really good people who work in the school district and who are able to manage in this crisis situation. And so I have leaned on their guidance and expertise as we move through this.
Sullivan says that guidance and a laser focus on student achievement will be crucial as he moves forward, leading Birmingham City Schools. Janae Pierre, WBHM.